I've just been double checking everything because, as I said, a lot of work's gone into this.
You built this one up.
I hope I don't stuff it up, let me tell you. Thanks to Happy Horse Produce. With the Happy Horse out the front on Latrobe Street, let's do this.
It's PT's Friday Funny.
Now, I don't want to get too excited because that's when I do stuff it up. Ballarat's local station 3BA was interviewing an 80-year-old lady because she'd just gotten married for the fourth time, Brett.
Wow.
Brett, host of Ballarat Today, asked her questions about her life, about what it felt like to be marrying again at 80, and then about her new husband's occupation. He's a funeral director, she answered. Interesting, Brett thought. He then asked if she wouldn't mind telling him a little bit about her first three husbands and what they did for a living. She paused for a few moments, needing time to reflect on all those years. And after a short time, a smile came to her face and she answered proudly, explaining that she had first married a banker. A banker,
banker with a B, okay.
When she was in her early 20s. Then a circus ringmaster, Brett Mack.
As you do.
A circus ringmaster when she was in her 40s. And then in her 60s, a preacher, a priest, Brett Mack, a preacher.
Right.
And now in her 80s, a funeral director. So she's gone a banker, a circus ringmaster, a preacher, and now a funeral director. Brett looked at her quite astonished.
I did.
Yes, you did. Yes. And asked why she had married four men with such diverse careers.
Great question, Brett.
Very good question, Brett. She smiled and said, well, I married...
One for the money.
I married...
Two for the show.
I married...
Three to get ready.
And four to go, Brett Mack.
That's taken you all week, hasn't it?
It's taken me all week.
Nice work, though. Nice work. It was worth it, PT. You're back.
That's the Friday Funny. Brett Mack, it made you laugh. It made you smile. That's what it's all about. And hopefully our big show family are having a smile and a laugh as well. Mate, you have a great Friday and an even better weekend.
Good on you, PT.